This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It's time for Dirt and Sprague.
All of a sudden, one week, nobody had anything down there.
It's a new world. I was born too early.
I've never been a fan of the Bush.
Really?
With Andy Dirt Johnson.
I'm going to need some pliers and a set of 30-weight ball bearings.
What
the hell you need ball bearings for?
Oh, come on, guys. It's so simple. Maybe you need a refresher course. It's all ball bearings nowadays.
And Brendan Sprague.
Only problem is he's got a little bit of Mississippi leg hound in him. If the mood catches him right, he'll grab your leg and just go to town. You don't want him around if you wear his short pants, if you know what I mean.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
I pride myself and think of myself as a man of faith, as there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos that will be a home run, and so that'll make it a 4-0 ballgame. I don't know if I'm going to be putting on this headset again.
The Fan.
All right, welcome back in. It is hour two. We already were in hour two, and now we're back again. We're in hour two.
Doubling up in hour two.
Damn right we are.
2 hour twos today.
We have a lot to get to in the second hour of the program. Are we going to do Samson on the YouTube? I think he'll play the game with the phone audio-wise, but he also has a really cool background and setup, so do you want to email him the link? You're the producer. You can't be shrugging your shoulders.
We're getting hands up here. I don't know.
I thought we determined we were just doing the phone earlier before the
show. Well, he's got to be called on the phone regardless.
Yes.
Okay.
But I also think he's ready for a YouTube if you want to put him on YouTube.
He's got a really cool baseball chair that he sits in.
You didn't make that clear.
He's got a really cool little background.
Well, you didn't make it clear what you wanted to do.
I don't eat the wiener.
Yeah. So stop eating the wiener.
Come on, man.
What do you want to do? What would be better for the show, you think?
If we can get the link to work, probably that.
Okay. The YouTube?
Yeah.
I think the YouTube looks good when we get a guest.
It does. He's been on our YouTube before.
He has. We've only had, what, Alger, him, Lucy?
I think that's it. I think it's only three.
We only had three guests?
I believe so on the YouTubes.
See, I want more.
Yeah, I want more, too.
I want more guests on the YouTube.
I want it that way.
There was something done by somebody who used to work here with our YouTube that basically rendered our YouTube with guests pointless.
Yeah, let's change that, you know?
We need
let's update. 2025, let's advance here.
We have a lot to get to in the second hour. We'll talk with David Sampson coming up at the bottom of the hour. I have a Blazer segment at 7:15.
Yes, I can't wait. I can't wait.
Really?
Can't wait, baby.
Okay. But before we get to what we want to get to at the top of the hour, I want to remind you that Tuesday, June 24th, your local Toyota dealers presents the 11th Annual Fan Golf Classic out at Langdon Farms Golf Club, brought to you by Henderson & Daughter Windows & Doors and Philbrook Law Accident and Injury Lawyers. Matt's Barbecue on hand for catering. Morning and afternoon rounds available. Foursomes can be purchased at 1080thefan.com.
Bring your ass.
Bring your ass.
Bring your ass out to Langdon Farms. Come have some fun.
So, interesting little Thursday after a Wednesday ending for the Timberwolves beating the Lakers in five. So much for Shannon Sharpe's prediction, huh?
That didn't happen. So much for LeBron being the GOAT. Guy's a bum.
We should get Shannon Sharpe's takes on... Oh, not yet.
Not yet. Too soon. Too soon.
Maybe if he's back.
He's out till football season. He's taking a hiatus.
So... It's funny. I think today we should be celebrating Anthony Edwards.
Back to back. Last year it was Kevin Durant in the first round.
We
this
should
year
be.
It's LeBron James in the first round.
But that's not how we operate.
Rudy Gobert was actually awesome.
Rudy
yesterday.
Gobert was maybe the best player on the floor last night.
Yeah, there's a maybe about it. 27 to 24 is a Shaq like number.
Pretty dominant last night.
He made Shaq fake throw up at halftime because Shaq had to admit he's being dominant.
He's earning that $200 million contract.
But I scour the interwebs.
Yeah.
And what do I stumble across?
We have to do the eulogy first.
Well, LeBron, I mean, Jordan never lost in the first round.
I stumble across every 45 to 61-year-old man in America that just, for whatever reason, stupidly likes to sit in this territory of, that's why I stopped the goat.
This is the thing that's going to bother me the most out of this series. One, the whole reaction thing that we do in the NBA is hilarious. Anthony Edwards should be the story. Him parading around Staples Center last night. Did you see that video? He's walking around the arena. He's talking trash to Laker fans. It was fantastic. He's great for the league. It's awesome that he's advanced again. And there's a little bit of symbolism there now. Back-to-back years, he's beaten Kevin Durant and LeBron James in the playoffs. Of like the old guard, new guard. Hey, get it? Here's the new wave of talent.
He beat Luka, too. That's a big deal. Luka being a part of that.
Well, that's the whole other part of this, man. Like, the reaction to the game last night is about a 49-year-old dude who shouldn't be the face of an NBA team anymore. It's miraculous that he's even playing in the first place, let alone being asked to do things meaningful in the playoffs. Look, how is this not reserved for Luka Doncic? And his fat ass flopping all over the floor and playing zero defense again in a playoff series. Look, what Dallas did is one of the dumbest and worst trades we've ever seen in the history of sports. There is no disagreement with that. The reason why it was so ridiculously dumb, though, is that they didn't open it up in the offseason at the sink. Hey, if this guy's not going to play defense, he's going to be a little fat. We don't know about his future. Let's have a bidding war and get the best overall package. Because I think there's a lot of people in the NBA that could say, all right, that's not a terrible idea. They just decided to trade him for a 33-year-old aging center who can't stay healthy.
Let me interrupt you.
And that looks stupid.
That, right there, the point you just made, that's why no matter what, whether he wins a title or not, that's why that will always
be a stupid trade. But there were moments in this series that I was watching, I'm like, I kind of get it. He's horrible defensively.
He was in the finals last year.
He was undoubtedly in the finals last year. That's awesome. He was jogging up and down the floor and playing zero defense for five games, and he got bounced in the first round with very little effort. They were a bad quarter away from sweeping this series.
But LeBron
And he's
lost.
Supposed to be a face of the league, top five player.
But LeBron.
I know, it's just ridiculous.
LeBron.
It's dumb that a 40-year-old's still going to get the blame when Luka Doncic is supposed to be an MVP of the league, and he was horrible basically the entire series.
I want to ask you guys, I know Minnesota is not the Lakers, so I'm well aware that it's city team dictated here. Why are there some stars in that league that when they do something, we don't, I don't know. We don't celebrate it quite to the level we celebrate the other player. Like, if Steph Curry advances as a 7 seed, I would imagine there's going to be a lot of stuff on Steph and Jimmy Butler, and can the Warriors go to the finals? If LeBron and the Lakers had reversed it and beaten the Timberwolves, it would have been...
And 5 games would have been all about that.
Right? And then, like, take SGA and the Thunder. They get to the West Finals. I just don't know how much celebration of SGA... Or if Jokic beats the Clippers, is there really going to be a lot of noise about that?
No.
But some players, a very few, select amount of players, when they win, it's loud. When they lose, it's loud. Anthony Edwards should be a level of star that today is not about a 45 to 61-year-old guy who doesn't really watch the NBA just beating the chest of how Jordan is the GOAT. It's ridiculous. It's kind of immature.
Yeah.
Move on. Like, it makes you look insecure as sports fans.
He's not even the best player on his own team, nor should he be at the age of 40. The takeaway should be, how did Luka Doncic not lead his team to the second round of the playoffs?
I also look at it the other way. It should be like, man, Anthony Edwards is ascending. Sure. And Anthony Edwards could get himself into the Western Conference Finals again.
Again, for the second straight year.
And I think the Thunder are the best team in the West. But that Timberwolves team, if they're out of foul trouble playing well, they're a very fascinating matchup for Oklahoma City. Is Lou Dort going to be able to guard Anthony Edwards for a whole series?
I don't think so.
How good is Naz Reid going to be against Chet Holmgren? Like, Julius Randle stays out of foul trouble. That's a very interesting matchup. And that's, like, that's on the horizon. But today, you get a lot of the we don't watch basketball guys doing the LeBron Jordan
thing. Not my GOAT. Not my GOAT.
I'm okay if today's the only day they do it. Because you still know the Timberwolves are going to move on into the playoffs. There's going to be more with them. we find out who their opponent is from the Warriors, how we start analyzing that matchup, that sort of thing. If this leaks the entire, just dribbles on for the entire week into next week, then it...
Well, it's going to dribble into the fall when the season comes back. Well, you know, he couldn't make the second round. Goat would have made second round.
Oh, I just meant what I'm more interested in. Okay, the experiment didn't work here. Yeah.
How are we not tired of this is what I'm asking.
I'm tired of the LeBron Jordan goat. I'm curious what the Lakers are going to do moving forward. Is LeBron hanging it up? Is he done?
He's not hanging him up. He's going to announce he's going to have a goodbye tour. He's too full of himself to not have a goodbye tour.
Okay, so what do they do to fix the holes in the roster in the offseason? I'm interested in that.
Showing a little effort and grabbing a rebound.
But the LeBron MJ goat.
I know you don't have a big, but maybe just try a little bit harder to grab a rebound. Maybe box somebody out.
I'm out on that. Dude. I just tune it out.
Get any rebound. One rebound. Pick a rebound. Any rebound.
Can you point to a single person in your life that is flipped from the Jordan LeBron, LeBron to Jordan? Like, have... No? Okay. Why do we do it?
It's such a dumb thing.
You're saying the same thing every time.
Constantly has to go through. And then even if there's no new evidence that will ever be entered that will change people, even if LeBron wins a title this year, it would have been, well, he was led there by Luka. He wasn't the best player on his team. And then he'll flip the entire argument. But when they lose, it's not the fault of Luka Doncic or not having a big. It's the fault of – it's ridiculous. It's dumb. It's tiring. It's nauseating. And unfortunately, the only thing that will save us from this is him retiring. The only thing that will get us out of this hellscape of a discourse around the NBA is him not playing anymore.
Anthony Edwards had that moment. It was in game three. Or no, what was last night's five? So it would have been game four. Remember that moment where he just like bullied with LeBron on defense to go guard him? Like that's stuff that as sports fans we claim to love that.
We do.
The guy taking on the old bull. The young bull. Taking on the old
bull, young bull. We're going Kobe, MJ, All-Star game.
Well, yeah, there's a little bit of that. Like, we love to see our athletes do that. Do we not? Like,
it's a passing of a torch to a certain extent.
And yesterday was a Gobert game, and that's not fun to talk about. But Anthony Edwards is the face of that franchise.
He was outstanding in game four.
And he had a moment in the post game where he just, like, laughed. He's like, I thought it was Lakers in five. It's Timberwolves. Like, he's cocky. He's ultra confident. He's the super competitor. Like, this is a day. I don't even agree with Swag's take, and I don't think he's necessarily wrong, but I don't agree with it. I don't even want today to be the one day where you do the stupid Jordan LeBron thing. Guess what? It'll never be solved. Because if you love Jordan, you always love Jordan. If you love LeBron, you always love LeBron. They never played against each other. So, like, I don't know why you argue it. It's stupid. It's literally stupid.
Yeah.
We should be celebrating Anthony Edwards because he looks like a dude that might be on a mission to get back to the West Finals. And I assume he's going to play the Warriors, taking down LeBron and Luka in round one, and then an opportunity to take down Jimmy and Steph in round two to get to a West Finals against what has been one of the great, if no, it's been the greatest offense league history, the Oklahoma City Thunder with the point differential. That's a pretty remarkable story of a superstar building on his resume.
Where I will slightly agree with Swag is that I'm okay in the day after to eulogize the team that lost to the point of they're done. Like, I'm okay with that because their season's over. We're not going to revisit them until hopefully free agency because they don't deserve to be talked about. Where I think I'm on both sides of this is that the argument that I've always made about LeBron, and it's been funny when there's been different examples of this over the years, is he's one guy that's held to one standard and nobody else is held to that standard. Kevin Durant lost to this Minnesota Timberwolves team, who I would argue maybe it was a little bit better last year, in the first round of the playoffs, and it didn't even register on the Richter scale. Nobody cared. Nobody paid attention to it. Steph Curry's lost in playoff games. It didn't matter. It didn't affect his legacy. Nobody said anything about, is he no longer a top 10 player of all time? He doesn't want to play in game. Is he out of the top 10 of all time?
Those guys aren't in GOAT conversations.
They're not. That's what I'm saying, though, that star players should be treated like star players. If you're a top MVP, face of a franchise level of guy, you should be held to a certain standard in the modern NBA. LeBron James is not the best player on his team. He's not. The second that you can make an argument.
He played like it, though.
At times he did, which is a bit of a problem, but Luka Doncic is the face of that franchise now. He's the guy that should be held to the standard, but we'll never do that. And this has been one of the areas that I've always defended him. He's been put into this GOAT conversation, so the only thing we will ever measure him up to is a ghost of a player who retired 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. But every star player should be held to a standard in the NBA, yet some of them we just don't seemingly care.
We just,
Kawhi, if Kawhi Leonard loses tonight,
I mean, it's a big deal.
Very well could.
I think it's a big deal.
Is anybody going to? Is he really a face of a franchise? Is this really a guy you can win a title with?
It'll be James Harden.
Sure, it'll be James Harden. It'll be Jokic. Maybe we'll get the positive story there. I'm okay eulogizing it. I just want to do it in the right context and hold the stars accountable. He's not the best player on his team.
Random Blazer segment I want to get to coming up next. David Sampson at the bottom of the hour. Dirt and Sprague on the Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, welcome back in. We'll get to David Sampson at the bottom of the hour. I'm sorry to you Jordan LeBron sickos out there. We'll move on from that. Good luck to you, though. I'm sure your arguments are going to be heard by a great many people.
Connor McDavid wins tonight. He's the GOAT. Four in a row. See you later, Kings.
I'm sure you guys will change minds with your screaming in chats and message boards all offseason. So one thing I want to ask Sampson about is power structures of teams. He was the president of the Marlins. And ours is interesting here. It's never really been, like, all that's been reported or told has been what the team tells people. There's no thorough reporting on this.
No.
It's Jody. It's really an estate. She's just... the head of the estate.
Yeah. Well, it's not really Jody either. It's Bert. Bert's running the show.
Bert Cold is
the estate that's the money, and Bert's calling the shots.
So something happened last offseason, which was a huge red flag to many people, including this show, I believe. The Blazers fired Chauncey Billups' brother.
They did.
And that was like the first big, oh, that can't feel good.
They're going to move on from their head coach. Oh, wait. No, they're not.
Well, I didn't know if they would move on from the coach versus just, you know, let him come back for one final season before deciding about what they wanted to do. But that was a pretty big sign to most people that that was kind of, this is it. And then they won 10 of 11 games, and they beat bad teams. And so in their estimation, everything got way better. And so they gave Chauncey Billups a contract extension. usually when the team fires a coach's staff, you saw this in Memphis, it's a big red flag.
Yeah.
Well, that red flag switched colors. Billups got an extension. And then a couple days ago, it was reported that they fired three assistants, one of which was the assistant that was in charge of the defense. I thought the defense was the thing we were touting.
Yeah, I'm a little confused by that. Because Chauncey has acknowledged that he's not he's not the defensive guru.
Chris Fleming was just brought on, and he was the guy that worked with Scoot, and everybody tells me Scoot got better.
Yeah.
And Ryan Gomes was an internal, he'd worked with the Blazers for a few years, former player, obviously. And according to the reporting of the Oregonian, there are no set replacements yet.
So they just fired him to fire him.
So they fired three assistants.
Not because there was somebody out, oh, this guy's going to be better, we got to move on and upgrade here.
Well, what this kind of tells, I don't know, I can't speak for all these assistants. Maybe there's a backstory. Roy Rogers didn't want to be here, so, you know. Okay.
Sure.
But going off what I've seen reported,
yeah,
my takeaway is, well, the guy who had his staff fired from underneath him last year and no say in it, now he's got power back. And he's making the staff changes he wants.
He's allowed to call the shots all of a sudden?
Well, I'm asking, is this not kind of an interesting back and forth between last season and this offseason and how this stuff is being decided or run?
To me, it's the biggest
question.
Are
there no questions by people on this stuff?
I mean, there should be. I've been asking a lot of questions over the last
couple years.
Complete
staff overhaul? A new staff overhaul? Like
especially when things
years?
Seemingly were working well in the one category that you bragged about in the offseason of why you need to bring the coach back and why the future of the organization is bright. And that is the defensive metrics that you showcased in the second half of the year, which I think were a little misleading, but that's what they're going to tout, and they have the numbers to back them up, and then you fire the main assistant who's in charge of the defense. I'm just very confused by that.
He'd been here the whole time.
He'd been here the entire time. And I think it leads to this is like the overall, overarching, no matter how your opinion is on anything, we don't know who the definitive decision maker and what the definitive goal is for this organization. Is Joe Cronin allowed to call the roster shots, or does Burt Cold get a say? Is Chauncey Billups allowed to design everything he wants to with his coaching staff, or does Joe get a say and Burt get a say? There are a lot of overarching questions about the decision-making process inside this organization that we just will never know, because they'll never grant in terms of fans and media, they'll never grant you the access in order to find that kind of information out.
You'd have to get anonymous sourcing to get
you would,
that
and they're not
going to
give you anonymous sourcing because they're not getting close to Jody Allen. It's just not going to happen.
Well, you don't have to get I don't think you have to get close to Jody Allen to get the scoop of how it's operating.
Well, I don't think the GM's going to come out and tell you, you know, actually, I don't have the ability to do whatever I want with the roster. Burt Cold has the final say on all roster decisions.
Well, you might not get that kind of intel, but you might get more intel that it's not.
Job preservation is a hell of a thing.
It is a hell of a thing.
You get one of those 30 whatever two jobs in the NBA, you want to hold on to it.
But it's not like you can't get anonymous sourcing is my point.
Yeah.
You just might not get it from the very top. I don't know. I found this kind of an under the radar interesting thing.
I think that's an incredibly under the radar thing that not a lot of people followed or paid attention to.
Because to me, I think that screams Chauncey is changing his staff how he wants it.
Yeah.
But last year, he had no say in that staff.
He was a dead man walking, and we spent the entire year saying he will not be back. Everybody plugged into the organization said he's going to be working on television next year.
Yeah.
And then he got an extension, and now he's firing and hiring different staff members.
Well, not yet. They don't know who they're going to hire.
But true. Firing. Potentially hiring.
Let's talk about power dynamics with organizations. Major League Baseball to Portland, where that stands. David Sampson of Nothing Personal and Metalark Media joins us next for the Daily Ticker on 1080 The Fan.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed, because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about. And some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Spray is poured by Pelican Brewing. Soak in the sunshine with the return of Pelican's seasonal beer, Pelicano. Available in clear glass bottles for refreshment you can see.
All right, Daily Ticker time on a Thursday, presented by our good friends at Pelican Brewing Company. With the return of warmer weather, Pelican brings back its summer seasonal beer, Pelicano, available in clear glass bottles. It's refreshment that you can see. Not often this happens that we you text a guest, or not a guest at the time, but just a, you know, somebody who's in the know, ask them a question, and then they turn it into content because it leads to an interesting conversation.
I did not expect that.
We see the video and we're like, hey, well, that was us. Let's get them on. Let's talk about it on our show.
Yeah, why couldn't I get a name drop at the minimum?
Name drop. We'll have to bring that up. Joining us now, a good friend of the show, David Sampson, former executive of the Marlins. Nothing personal with David Sampson, live every day on YouTube at David P. Sampson on Twitter. Go give him a follow. We were missing the name shout out, but the question remains, David, and I think a lot of fans here in this area are very curious about it. I just read another op-ed in our local paper yesterday about how this new funding bill is a home run for Oregon. When the news breaks that we got this bill, you know, $800 million or whatever it is, coming from taxing player salaries, you used to work in a front office in Major League Baseball. What does it send? What kind of message is Major League Baseball seeing with that announcement?
Well, it's part of a puzzle, and I'm so sorry that I didn't actually read directly your text. It would have been a funny way to introduce the subject, because jock taxes and ticket taxes and user taxes, what the reason why you talk that way when you're trying to raise public money is you're talking to voters and to people in the community who say, hey, that sounds great, but I don't want to pay for it. I'm really excited for a team. I'm happy to go to a game, but don't make me a part of the funding. And so it can be a personal seat license where, hey, you buy a ticket, you pay part of the funding of the ballpark. What a jock tax is, what this bill really was saying that there will be major income tax, major taxes paid by people making major wages. And you'll have 26 people, 10 of whom will make, you know, 800 grand at a minimum, but three or four of whom could be making 10, 15, 30, 40, $50 million. We'll take all that money, we'll put it together and say, but for if these players weren't here, this team wasn't here, we wouldn't have this money, and we'll put it into the ballpark. The problem is that what a community is supposed to be doing is attracting business, attracting a tax base, and then providing services to its community, to its constituents. And the real question that's always asked is, will professional baseball or professional sports in general add to the community in a way that will make it more attractive to other people, other businesses, and to the people who already live there? And that's the age-old question that governments ask.
So help us on the other side of this. You've done this. You did this with the Marlins. You helped build and get the funds for the new stadium the Marlins had a few years ago. And so you've actually experienced this within a community. If there's a jock tax and the group that is funding this says it's all being paid for privately, what are the expectations from the community side that maybe aren't getting enough notice that we're in for that we don't know yet?
Yeah, just know that when people say they're building something privately, they're not really being forthcoming. There is no building like that built anywhere in the country that is solely done with private funds. It can be announced that, and you can spin it that way. But so, for example, what you would say is, I'm building the ballpark with just private funds. However, I need the public to help with parking garages or parking land, or I need the public to help with infrastructure, connecting utilities to building a new power plant or having a power plant connected to the ballpark to make sure the lights never go out. Or I need some sort of extra infrastructure for ingress and egress. Or I need some sort of capital fund to help with the upkeep of the ballpark in future years. There's always going to be something that the government does, which is okay by me because governments help businesses every day. Mm-hmm. They help attract business. They give tax breaks to businesses. That's all very normal, but it just gets a lot more attention when the perception is that you're helping a quote unquote billionaire instead of the common person.
Interesting. We're talking with David Sampson. You can check out his show, Nothing Personal with David Sampson, daily on YouTube, former president of the Miami Marlins, at David P. Sampson on Twitter. Go give him a follow there. It's interesting because I feel like we've asked this question of you a million times, and the answer is probably always evolving because we're still waiting for an answer from the league itself. But where do you think they're at on all of this? You know, we are eagerly awaiting any sort of good news, and it's like 80 degrees today here, and we got listeners texting, and God, what a great day for Major League Baseball game. But the reporting has always been, you know, we're not going to do anything until the A's are figured out and the Rays are figured out. Well, now the Rays stadium basically got wiped out by a hurricane. They got to rebuild it. The A's are an embarrassment. They're playing in a Triple-A ballpark in Sacramento, and they don't even know if their future is still Vegas yet firmly. Where do you think the sport and the league is at on all of this right now and how it shakes out, you know, impacting Portland and Salt Lake City?
So the first thing I would tell you is never make a decision based on the greatest or the worst moment that you're having. So 80 degrees, sunny, gorgeous. Make sure you don't say, oh, the weather's always perfect. We don't need a roof. We don't need anything. Because that's a really common thing that people do is they have total recency bias and don't think about things other than what they see directly in front of them. Secondly, I would tell you that anyone who is misleading you, either within or without the administration and in the commissioner's office, just know that there is no city that's been chosen because there hasn't been a bake-off yet. And the bake-off is when the cities compete against each other at the highest levels. We're talking at level from governor all the way to mayor to local councils and boards, because what the league is doing has to compare and contrast is who's going to pay the biggest fee. And the ownership group that pays the biggest expansion fee is the ownership group that's going to have the most public money helping with the ballpark get built, because a new ballpark will have to be built in any of the expansion cities. And you don't get everyone's best bid until you know the rules of the game. And right now, baseball has not even given the rules of the game. There's no timeline. There's no way for anybody to do internal financial projections because you don't know when people will start paying to get tickets to go to games. You don't even know what season the new teams would start. So therefore, what Portland's doing, and you're seeing it in Orlando, you're seeing it in Salt Lake City, you've sort of seen it in Montreal, but not really. You're seeing it in Nashville. What you're seeing is cities saying, what can we do short of putting a bid together? And that is doing these PR releases, keeping baseball up to informed about, hey, we've got these pockets of money. We don't know how they all fit together. We don't know how much you want. But look, we have all this money waiting. We're just waiting for you. And that's exactly what baseball wants you to do.
When I reached out to you yesterday, David, to come on, we were talking about YouTube stuff. And so I didn't want to waste too much of your time because I know you're super busy. But I was going to text you stuff about the Blazers. And I don't know how much you know about their ownership situation, but Paul Allen passes away and they're run by
yep.
a trust. And Jody Allen is kind of the face of the trust. People that work for the team will tell you that's the owner. She's great. She's supportive. Everybody knows she does not care about basketball. She is a football fan, and that's kind of about it. Burt Cold is Paul Allen's longtime best friend. He's been here since the 80s. We all assume he's kind of actually the one calling the shots because he does like basketball. How do power dynamics work internally with franchises when they're being run by trusts and owners that or faces of owners that don't really care as much about the day-to-day or the sport in general?
You know, it's funny because there's a bunch of cities that have owners who care so much about the sport that they're labeled as meddling and that it becomes and then fan bases get unhappy.
Yeah.
And so I laugh because it just seems that there's no position for an owner to be in to ever be popular other than spending money and winning. But let me just point out what's happening with the Blazers. That trust has to sell the team. It's not even a question because the estate plan for Paul Allen called for the team to be sold and the proceeds to be put into a foundation. There will be a new owner of the Trailblazers. The fact that Adam Silver has not helped this process along and the fact that the executor of the estate has not had this progress and the sale go faster is really surprising to me. And so I would look for this team to be put up for sale in the next 12 months. It makes no sense to me that it's been held this long. But again, with any owner, just be aware that you may be getting a great billionaire who loves basketball and then turns into Matt Ishbia.
Well.
And then you've got a situation where you're despondent beyond repair because your team stinks.
Fair counter. Also, I at least know what Ishbia sounds like. Jody Allen has never once talked with anybody locally.
7 years, never given an interview.
In the media. I ask you this. You say 12 months. Do you make that prediction or thought because you assume Silver's going to announce expansion this summer?
I think that it is. It's actually funny that you say that because what's related is you need to have ownership groups who are out there understanding the entire menu of available franchises. Mm-hmm. So if there's expansion franchises, Seattle, Vegas, let's just say for the purpose of this discussion, mm-hmm. but you've got other groups around who are looking to invest in teams, you want to make sure that they understand what's available and what the different price points are. Because it's Adam Silver's goal to get upward movement in prices of teams. And what's going on with the Celtics is an outstanding number for Adam Silver, where you've got a number between 6-1 and 7-3 for that franchise. And that's coming on the heels of figuring out what the expansion fee is going to be, much like in baseball, what they're doing. And where the Portland franchise will be is somewhere right in there because you've got an existing the bones of an organization. Expansion is really hard because you have to build everything from zero. When you buy a team, you can fire everybody and start again, but you've got the guts of an organization. So expansion is always much harder. So Adam Silver's out there looking at ownership groups and saying, all right, we've got one place where it's a team in existence. Then we've got one place where you all think it'll work, Vegas, and we don't really know whether it will work for yet another professional sports team there, or maybe we'll go back to Seattle where they're dying to have a team again, or Vancouver where they're dying to have a team again, and we'll pay more money than if they had just kept the original team. So all these different balls are in the air. And I just think Portland is one of those balls.
Yeah, we hope so, too, here in Portland. David Sampson, you can check out his show, Nothing Personal with David Sampson, every day on YouTube, at David P. Sampson on Twitter. Go give him a follow, former president of the Marlins. We always appreciate the time and the insight, my man. Hopefully we can do this again soon. Thanks, as always.
Take care. Have a great day. Thank you.
You, too. David Sampson, there you go. Nothing Personal with David Sampson.
Boy, that's a hot take.
That's a take, man. That's a take that I can believe in. That's a message that will get me very happy.
Oh, I was talking about your take of refusing to ask him a Mariner question.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to ask him a Mariner question. I don't care. Today's Daily Ticker presented by Pelican Brewing Company. The return of warmer weather. Pelican Brewing brings back its summer seasonal beer, Pelicano, available in clear glass bottles. It's refreshment that you can see. Sounds
Cinco
like a
mile.
Delightful thing to do on an 80-degree day. 80-degree day.
I don't think we would make a decision on roof, no roof, based on one 80-degree day.
Well, they've already said they're going to have a roof.
You got to have a
you
roof.
Have to, in Portland, you have to have
everybody
a roof.
Everybody should have a roof.
Everybody should have a roof.
Dome up football stadiums. Enough.
Well.
Me and Dylan Gabriel.
Retractable.
A good fight.
Why doesn't any NFL team have a retractable roof? How come nobody's done that yet?
Is that true?
Atlanta's is.
Is it?
I guess, yeah, but not fully.
I'm fully retracted. There's a little the way hole. Mariners is.
A little hole in the top.
Yeah.
Dallas, I guess, used to have this right at their
Would
old stadium.
They have
it. It slides.
At the current stadium, it does?
Yeah, it does.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. The old Texas stadium just had a big hole at the
it
top.
It just had a hole.
I mean, that'd be kind
That's
of a bummer, though. Like,
so God could game. Watch his team, yeah, favorite
damn
team.
Right. So look down on the star.
That is the reason, right?
Yes,
didn't
it
that
is.
A real quote?
Deep in the heart of Texas.
Watch his team.
I mean, that would be kind of a bummer, though, if you did have a fully domed stadium and it's like a delightful 68-degree fall day, like sunny, perfect October morning for football.
Like the Kingdom used to be?
I'd want the breeze coming through. Be a little sunshine.
How about climate controlled 69 degrees and no weather impacting my football players?
68, there's no wind blowing, sun's out.
12 months, huh?
We're now anti 68 degree sun football. It's not good enough.
12 months?
12 months would be wild if it actually happened.
I mean, it kind of does make sense. I think he's going to announce this summer. I just do. I think that's going to be the big.
The NBA expanding?
I think it's a way for the NBA to grab headlines for a couple weeks.
I think it's a smart move on their part. A lot to unpack there, both on the MLB to Portland front and on the. Could that actually happen in the next 12 months? Whew, hallelujah. We'll get to that. Let's react to David Sampson next on The Fan.
It's crunch time.
Let's go!
Where Dirt and Spray crunch the hot topics you want to hear.
What's the pressure? Don't sit here and act like there's no. We get nervous teeing off in front of a gallery on the 10th hole at Eastmoreland.
Crunch time, brought to you by Crunch Fitness, with memberships as low as $9.99 per month. Find your crunch time in Portland, Vancouver, and online at crunch.com.
Hey, crunch time, brought to you by Crunch Fitness. Memberships as low as $9.99 a month. Find your crunch time in Portland, Vancouver, and online at crunch.com. It keeps getting worse. We'll get to that coming up top of the hour. The latest updates are just better and better. The story that will not die, and I want to talk about it coming up at 8 o'clock. David Sampson was our guest, former president of the Marlins. And a lot of interesting things there, just in terms of the jock tax that the Portland Diamond Project is trying to get passed. I read an article yesterday. I think it was the Senate leader who is a Democrat and the Republican leader. They co-authored a article for the Oregonian the other day about essentially this is a home run. It's going to bring business. It's going to bring revenues. It's going to bring people coming to visit. It's going to be awesome for the state. And I thought it was a good spin on both their parts about how it's not just going to impact Portland. It'll impact people. Hey, let's go to a game in Portland, and then maybe we'll spend a weekend in Bend, or maybe we'll go to the Oregon coast, or you're not just going to fly in for a baseball game. There's more things that you can do while you're there. So I thought it was a smart op-ed and a good selling point. But the thing that he said there about the cities lining up and then figuring out the expansion fee and package that it will take and the amount of public money that comes with that and who can essentially pay the most, that was the most alarming thing I thought of the entire interview.
Really?
Yeah, it was.
Because you have no faith?
I just don't know. I mean, the $800 million is great. They keep saying, until we get an indication of where exactly the money is coming from and how much money they actually have and how much they're putting up, it's hard, that part of it is always going to be hard. When you compare yourself to a Salt Lake City who you know will do whatever it takes from a public financing standpoint in order to get a Major League Baseball team.
They just
team.
Got the Mammoths.
They did.
Right? It was year one in Utah for the hockey club. They care about pro sports. Now, what I would say, though, is on the other side of that, the PDX Diamond Project has claimed the obvious upfront money is privately funded.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't think anybody listening to that interview or this conversation that's a sports fan thought, yeah, Portland's not going to spend any money at all.
Yeah, of course there's infrastructure dollars that it will cost and all that kind of stuff.
It's more of a matter of, are we connecting? See, I think this is really the story of the situation, outside of what the timetable of all this is, because God knows what the A's are. God knows what's happening with the Rays.
I mean, they're dumpster fires, and they have been for 25 years.
Are we breaking through to the non-us of our cities? I don't need to convince you. I would say you and I largely have been lockstep as show hosts of don't give ownership money, make them pay for it type people. And I think we're so desperate to get another sports team in this city that we're almost flipping our sports morals just to have another team. And so I think listeners and you and I, we don't need to be convinced that we want baseball. It's kind of a weird, it becomes an echo chamber at that point of course, who's listening that's anti having another pro sports team here? They wouldn't be listening. Are you reaching the other people? The majority of the people? This is not a passionate, diehard sports city the way other markets are. There are Timbers fans, yes. There are Blazer fans, yes. There's absolutely crossover with those two brands. Thorns fans, yes. There's crossover. but I think the majority is hiking, granola, you know what I mean? Festivals.
A little bit different, yeah.
Not the diehard sports person.
No.
So are you reaching those people? Are you getting those people on board? Because to me, I think that's the bigger position right now.
Yeah, to see what kind of support that has publicly. I don't believe it's gone up for a vote in the House yet, in the state House. I know it passed the Senate overwhelmingly, and it should pass the House. But that will be the next step. And then once at that point, you're going to have the $800 million in order to spend, and you can go to Major League Baseball for that. Doesn't seem like there's wide support in terms of at least the politicians, but in terms of the general population, I'm not 100% sure. I do also love, like, he's not wrong in terms of the ownership stuff where if you're absent or not a public figure, you're going to get criticized. And if you're all in and, you know, making rash decisions and meddling, you will get criticized. I would take Matt Ishbia over Jody Allen any day of the week because I know where he stands. I know he's going to do everything in his power and his will in order to try and win. It's not easy to win. I think we all acknowledge winning a championship is a very difficult thing, especially in the NBA when one or two players can dictate the course of an entire roster or an entire season. But knowing where you stand and knowing that the ultimate goal is always to succeed at the highest level is something that I'm willing to ride or die with more so than I would not knowing where people stand, not knowing what they sound like, not knowing what the ultimate goal is when there does appear to be on the outside looking in. It's just a business. We're trying to make some money, which of course it is. You're an owner. You want to make money. I understand that. But with Ishbia, you know there's zero doubt that guy's going to do whatever it takes to win. Might not do it, but I know he's going to constantly try.
Speaking of will, it's somebody that is taking over the team via will. And so, like, yeah. Ishbia might not be off to a good start whatsoever. And you can point to the Blazers and say, hey, we had a much better season than we expected. How about this? It's being run okay. But if Samson's right, they're selling in a year. Or it's at least going up for sale in a year.
Yeah.
You can not like Ishbia all you want. And you can say, well, you want that kind of owner? Well, I mean, he's not going anywhere. So, yeah. Because what's a new owner going to want to do?
Exactly.
The Suns had a new owner. What did he do?
Yeah.
He gut everything.
He did.
He restarted. He made big moves. Like,
he came in swinging.
That's what new owners do. And so, like, you might like the Jody Allen Vulcans, but they're not here for long. This is going, whether they want to answer the question at press conferences or not, which they clearly don't.
No.
And they act as if it's not a real thing.
It'll never happen. Silver, it'll never be sold.
And, Silver outright said it, dude. Like,
the league
outright said it.
Yeah.
At least Ishbia is not going anywhere. You can like the Vulcan direction all you want. It's not going to be the direction for the next 5 years.
And I think that's where it's ultimately like, just give me a roadmap. Give me an answer. What's the future going to look like? You're just in this state of limbo constantly. And in the short term, it's hard to have a lot of faith that they're doing everything they possibly can in order to get better. Crunch Time brought to you by Crunch Fitness. Memberships as low as $9.99 per month. Find your Crunch Time in Portland, Vancouver, online at crunch.com. Always appreciate the time from David Sampson, man. He's an entertaining
cat. I could
go
way longer. We need to go longer.
We could go for a long time with that dude talking about a million different things. He's a president in Major League Baseball for a long time. And his insight on the Portland Diamond Project's efforts and Jody Allen potentially selling the team. He said it'll happen in the next 12 months.
His prediction is 12 months.
Woo-hoo.
They will put the team up for sale.
Be a hell of a story. If you get the expansion this summer in the NBA, there's a very good chance that could happen because I think that's the last thing they're waiting for is give us those expansion fees and then we'll sell. We got a lot to get to in the final hour of the show. Do we believe this number? I'm going to dive into that. Tonight's NBA slate. What happens with the Clippers and Nuggets series? Where do they go from here? Can the Pistons survive another day? A couple thoughts on that. I want to start, though, with a story that just continues to take turns and will not go away. Load a final hour. Don't go anywhere. Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.